Jerry Bader Show, 926. Before the break, I was sharing with you a piece that ran over the weekend from Peggy Noonan. Why doesn't President Obama understand what an abject failure he has been? Now, people are always in denial. Not always, but often in denial about their own performance in any number of ways. But she points out that he's already looking to how history will treat him, and he's convinced because he has set the country on the course of a socialist, Washington-centric nation, he knows that's the right thing. However badly Obamacare is bombing in the short term, he knows ultimately it will lead to universal health care, and that he has set the country on the right course, as Lincoln did, despite being challenged for the methods in his own day in which he did it. History looks upon him now belovedly. Noonan predicts that's what Obama is doing now. He thinks he is in line with the arc of history that America, for all its stops and starts, for all the recent Supreme Court rulings, has embarked in the long term on governmental and cultural progressivism. Thus, in time, history will have the wisdom to look back and see him for what he really was, the great one who took every sling and arrow, who endured rising unpopularity, the first black president and the only one made to suffer like this. That's what he's doing by running out the clock. He's waiting for history to get its act together and see his true size. He's like someone who's constantly running the movie Lincoln in his head. It made a great impression on him, that movie. He told Time magazine and Mr. Remnick how much it struck him. President Lincoln, of course, had been badly abused in his time. Now, his greatness is universally acknowledged. But if Mr. Obama read more of Lincoln, he might notice Lincoln's modesty, his plain ways, his willingness every day to work and negotiate with all who opposed him, from radical abolitionists who thought him too slow to supporters of a negotiated peace who thought him too martial. Lincoln showed respect for others. Those who loved him and worked for him thought he showed too much. He was witty and comical, but not frivolous and never shallow. He didn't say, "So sue me." He never gave up trying to reach agreement and resolution. It is weird to have a president who has given up. So many young journalists diligently covering this White House, especially those for whom it is their first, think what they're seeing is normal. It is not. It is unprecedented and deeply strange. And because the world is watching and calculating, unbelievably dangerous. Peggy Noonan, The Wall Street Journal. That could be, as I said, one of the more brilliant pieces I've ever read, and I want to comment on it in 5 minutes, 6 minutes, actually. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.